Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Now, possession is 9/10 of the law, but it's 10/10 of our next game. So let's meet our contestants. First up, Rachel Martin on buzzer number one. You're a federal public defender.
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you. And this is a lot more nerve-wracking than court. I just want
really?
To say, yes.
I take that as a compliment, but also that freaks me out about the people that you're defending. Your opponent is Daniela Delacqua Noel on buzzer number two. You're a high school teacher in New York City.
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Is this more nerve-wracking than being a high school teacher?
It's about the same right now.
Interesting. Okay, remember, Rachel and Daniela, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Let's go to your first game. Rachel, what's a grammatical error people make that you cannot stand?
I think people misuse because and since a lot. So since should be for time, and because should be for a reason.
For why. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Daniela, what's a common grammatical error you can't stand?
Mine is more about pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Catholic school, and I learned that the word is often, not often. And I don't like that it is publicly acceptable to say often now. It's often.
Danielle, I'm not going to agree with you on this one. No, everyone hold your applause. Could we not assume it might be a regional pronunciation thing?
Nope. Everything in the Philadelphia region where I grew up is correct.
That's good by me. I often get that wrong, but... So first we have a word game called Don't Be So Possessive. You're going to take famous people whose last names begin with the letter S. You are going to move the S to the end of their first name to turn them into possessives. I know it sounds so easy, but just for fun, let's get an example from our puzzle guru, Cecil Baldwin.
So if we gave you the clue, it's a seabird belonging to the radio host who starred in Private Parts, you'd answer Howard's Tern. Because a tern, as we all know, is a kind of bird that lives near water. Elementary.
And here we go. Here's your first one. The musical Pitch, sung by the director of Platoon and Natural Born Killers. Rachel.
Oliver's Tone.
Yes, indeed. Well done.
The Scrabble pieces and porcelain floor coverings owned by the star of Save the Last Dance and 10 Things I Hate About You. Daniela.
Julia's Tile.
You have it almost perfect. Can you just say it again?
Oh, Julia's Tiles.
Yes, oh, thank you. Yes, well done. Yeah. Yeah, she's got more than one tile. She's got everything. The public green areas frequented by the author of The Notebook. Rachel.
Nicholas's Park. Oh.
The audience is not saying the answer at all, but they...
So, can I try again?
You can try again.
Nicholas's Parks.
That is correct. Yes, Nicholas's Parks.
All those S's get very confused.
Yes, Nicholas Sparks, Nicholas's Parks. More public places to cry. That's what I say.
A traditional Hawaiian dance performed by the man who is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins for 25 years.
Well, you can piece together some of this. So give them the clue one more time.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, Daniela.
It's Don's Hula.
Correct.
Yeah. Well done. You just shattered so many conceptions about public radio. The righteous fury of the pioneering sex educator who opened America's first birth control clinic in 1916. Daniela.
Margaret's Anger.
Yes, that is correct.
The favorite fruit of the pop star who sang Oops, I Did It Again. Rachel.
Britney's Pears.
Correct.
This is your last clue. what the star of Mr. Robot and Pump Up the Volume might say to you as he runs out the door. Rachel.
Christians later.
That's right. Well done. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Rachel, well done. You are one step closer to the final round.
Do you know the difference between its and its? If you do, you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, if you prefer Garfunkel to Simon, Oates to Hall, punk to daft, then you'll love Julian Villard's musical puzzle about sidekicks. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.